A ministry mourns the murder of a co-worker in Nepal. Orality plus water, it's a kingdom recipe. And we'll get a lesson in armor, warfare, and music. Stay tuned for Mission Network News. It's a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tragedy strikes believers in Nepal. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says one of their church leaders was praying for a man he often visited.
Something sent him over the edge, and while our brother was praying for him, he went to the other room and got a huge knife and slit his throat, and he actually just died right there. It is a very traumatic incident, especially for this brother who leaves his wife and his two kids behind.
GFA is helping them through the persecution fund. You can send a gift at our website. Puneau says the local church is stepping in too.
They'll also be taking care of her and helping her, and so she won't be abandoned or ostracized.
There's no clear reason for the attack, and the attacker has been taken into custody.
This family of this man who did the killing will be completely shamed and ostracized because of this.
Pray the why questions will lead this man and his family to Christ. Next, why is Islam growing in the U.S.? Immigration. The Pew Research Center indicates 6 in 10 Muslims were born abroad and arrived in the U.S. since 2000. President and founder of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, says this should be a wake-up call for Christians to learn how to reach Muslims with the gospel. His book, Ambassadors to Muslims, can help.
The first 5 chapters are specifically on Islam and Muslims. I think it would be great for Christians to read it because they understand where our Muslims are coming from. The other part of the book is to help you take the initiative and share the gospel.
The book, Masri says, is basically a how-to book.
It has something called Bridges 101, basic ways how to begin a conversation, how to end it, what to focus on, and includes 2 tools on how to use the Word of God in a way to explain the gospel.
Their Oasis conference will be in the Dallas area next week. A link to that and the book at our website. This is Mission Network News. What if you were so hungry you felt death coming upon you? Well, people in Zimbabwe feel that way every day. According to forecasts, 2.2 million people will be in crisis mode by 2014. Global Aid Network is calling out to you to help satisfy the hunger. Just 10 cents can provide a meal to somebody in need. For the full story and how to donate, just visit missionnetworknews.org. Pray needs will be met and that Christ will be made known through this hardship. Meanwhile, do you know what orality is? It's learning through storytelling, dramas, and other oral arts. 70% of people worldwide are oral learners, and traditional ways of sharing the gospel just don't work very well for them. That's why Living Water International is conducting oral training workshops. They teach people how to reach oral communities in new ways. For information on orality and workshops that are being held near you, visit missionnetworknews.org. And if you're a soldier, you wouldn't go on the field without your armor, would you? Would you go into battle without a weapon? Well, it's a metaphor for what Christians around the world face without a Bible. Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford is a former U.S. Marine.
I can't imagine not having God's Word to bring us through, to encourage us, to bless us, to know. And that's exactly what's happening to people around the world right now. They're giving their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, but the war rages against them and they don't even have God's Word.
He explains why CRI is collecting used Bibles, books, and bucks.
We send those around the world where we're equipping pastors, evangelists, missionaries.
Adding his voice to the call, singer-songwriter Mark Schultz.
He's doing a concert with us to bring awareness to missions, to the mission of Christian Resources International, CRI. He believes in the importance of us sending God's Word around the world.
The concert's this weekend in Highland, Michigan. Can't make it? We've got other ways you can help. Links to all this and more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes disappoint God? I know I do. With your best gift, Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us, in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, that God is there ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 with your gift of any amount, or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.